As historians, we expect to use primary sources as the main body of material that enables us to get to the past. The stories told by people at the time about what they saw, heard, or were told are what make up the evidence that we use to build up an idea of what happened and why. But we also have to learn to read these eyewitness accounts critically. In other words, to exercise judgment about who wrote a particular source, why it was written, and who the author expected would read it. And it's these judgments made by historians in our own day that help to build up a picture when the evidence of contemporary documents is incomplete, but also helps us to understand what questions we need to ask about the evidence in order to get a full picture of what was going on. And this is because no history is ever written in a vacuum. Everyone who's ever written about the past, or indeed about their own time, is the product of their society and culture. Just as the historian whose writings we study in the past were influenced by what was going on around them, so historians today are the product of their culture, their upbringing, their race, ethnicity, and a host of other factors. In this talk, I'm going to explore the historiography of the Crusades and ask why historians of the Crusades take the particular approaches to the subject that they do.